Item today is 1108.
Authorize revenue-generating revegetation sponsorship agreement in the amount of $144,093 with Colwood Industrial Park, LLC, for vegetation management services at Colwood Golf Course Mitigation Site.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to welcome Darian Santner and Nancy Hendrickson from the Bureau of Environmental Services to present this morning, and I have a brief opening statement. The rezoning and redevelopment of the Colwood Golf Course site has been a joint effort between private businesses, environmental organizations, the Bureau of Environmental Services, the Bureau of Development Services, and Portland Parks and Recreation. As a result of this process, a large portion of the Colwood property was rezoned for industrial uses in a City Council vote in October of 2013. Colwood Industrial Park, LLC, is developing the industrial land and will restore and enhance about 27 acres of wetland and upland natural area as mitigation for this development as required by city, state, and federal permits. Colwood Industrial Park, LLC, has in turn partnered with Verde, Inc. to implement 3 acres of wetland mitigation associated with state and federal permits. The Environmental Services Watershed Revegetation Program will implement the riparian and forest restoration associated with the Bureau of Development Services land use review. This council item authorizes a revenue-generating agreement between BES and the Colwood Industrial Park, LLC, committing BES to the installation and 5-year maintenance of 24 acres of upland and riparian mitigation. The 5-year project cost estimate is about $144,000. Colwood Industrial Park, LLC, will reimburse BES all staff time, contractor, and material costs. And I'll turn it over to Darian Santner.
Thanks, Darian Santner, Bureau of Environmental Services. To add to what Commissioner Fish just said, through this agreement, BES will restore and enhance about 24 acres of Columbia Slough riparian area, and that work will include invasive species control and planting of approximately 30,000 native trees and shrubs. BES staff ecologists will manage the project and oversee all work items, but the actual implementation of the work and provision of all materials, plant seedlings, and other things associated with the project happens through on-call contracts with local businesses for revegetation work. Colwood Industrial Park recently received their final state and federal permitting for the project in late September, and so because the 2014 growing season for vegetation management is actively dwindling, we are hoping to be out there on the ground as soon as this agreement process is complete to start invasive plant control.
And Darian, that's why this has an emergency clause on it?
That's correct, yeah. In order to try to get whatever we can of the last of October and November to the fall is the season in which we are the most successful at controlling invasive plant species, and so we're trying to do as much of that work this fall as we can in advance of doing a major tree and shrub native planting this coming winter.
You wish to add anything?
Sure. So I'm Nancy Hendrickson, Columbia Slough Watershed Manager for BES, and I'm really pleased that the project has, throughout all the rezoning and the acquisition, I do think that we got the best possible outcome, and I'm really pleased that the ReVeg group is doing the planting to protect the area in between the two sloughs, the riparian area and the Columbia Slough itself.
Questions?
What are you planting again?
We'll be planting basically lower Columbia River floodplain native forest species. So the tree canopy will be made up of a lot of things like cottonwood and Oregon ash and red alder and a variety of native shrubs that would make up that same vegetation community. A lot of what's there already, but we'll be expanding and taking over areas that were formerly fairways, turning those back into native habitat.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you. Anybody wish to testify on this item? Okay. Come on up, Crystal. You can go ahead and take your seats.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Greetings. You have 3 minutes, and give us your name for the record, and push the button at the base of the mic there. Or you can move over. Yeah.
My name is Crystal Elinsky. I have questions. I
Since a year ago, I've been telling people in my neighborhood, I live in this area, and I understood that the city wanted to rezone the golf courses for industrial land. So that's the question. That was a question.
So last year, the top part of it is rezoned for industrial land. The part above this restoration area, the part below it will currently is a Portland Parks and Recreation property now. It's going to remain in golf use for right now until we can do a master plan for it. But the larger portion of the golf course remains open space in Portland Parks property.
And why was it rezoned to industrial?
As a practical matter, the upper portion of the land is probably in better use industrially because it's close to the airport. There's a lot of there's a need for industrial land, and not as much need for additional parkland above the SLU. So the park property on Columbia is the piece that the neighborhood really wanted, that the environmentalists really wanted. So.
Yeah, well, we definitely wanted to keep it the way it was, the golf courses, and we, in fact, need more green area in that area. Like I said, I live there, and I go around all the time, and I don't understand why the current industrial land isn't being used. I figured it was probably cheaper for the city to tear down trees and bird habitat than it is to clean up brownfields. In order to take over industrial land that's been sitting there for years, we've got the entire peninsula is just covered with empty industrial land that nothing's being done with it. I doubt it's being cleaned either. So I was sort of surprised that you were considering taking over the golf courses. Why not increase the land and have more of a biosphere, a sort of a bridge between the different green areas, whether they be parks or private golf courses, so that we have a cleaner, I'm glad they're putting all this effort into it. I'm sure it's going to take money to rehabilitate, to put in natural habitat in these areas, but why not increase it and then take over industrial land that's sitting idle? Question, anyone want to answer, Nick?
That's not before us. What's before us is an agreement to do the revegetation on a piece of land that is already subject to a council action. And thanks to the Trust for Public Land and prior actions of this council, the vast majority of this tract has been preserved for public ownership and use.
Sure, but you're saying the city needs industrial land, so why not take the industrial land that's already sitting there?
Yeah, but that's not the issue.
That's
before
not the issue. Thank you very much.
But is that why you're taking over the golf course, because you say you need more industrial land in North Portland?
We did this last year, and the golf course is protected. It's in Portland Parks and Recreation. It's going to stay being a golf course for right now.
Right.
The upper portion. And
but as far as my other question, why not take over industrial land that's sitting idle and clean it at least, but definitely
it takes money, and that's what this ordinance is doing.
So this takes less money than cleaning up current industrial land that could be used for industrial purposes.
Okay. You've asked your questions. You've received answers. Thank you. Okay, Carla, please call the roll. It's an emergency item.
I didn't receive satisfactory
Novick.
Answers.
Aye.
Fritz.
Crystal, you're welcome to talk with staff in my office. Either Tim or Patty can help you with it, let you know what's been going on here. It is actually a really good deal, and particularly the industrial property to the north is now paying for the restoration, and that's what this ordinance says. I very much appreciate that and the involvement of Verde, which is a great community partner in Cully already. This is going to be a spectacular site in the Cully neighborhood with this natural area restoration, and thanks to BES staff for making this happen. Aye.
Fish.
Yeah, today's a cause for celebration. I want to thank Darian and Nancy. I want to tip my hat to the Watershed Revegetation Program. Through this emergency action, we'll be able to start planning now. And this issue has been before us on and off over about 6 years. I think it's one of the earliest issues that Commissioner Fritz and I had a chance to act on when it came before us on an effort to rezone the property away from open land. And today, it's another down payment in protecting this area for future generations and public use. Please to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. So the ordinance is adopted, and we are adjourned until 2 p.m.
the manager back?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here this afternoon.